The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent.
Hello. Howdy. Hey there, friends. Fiends. People in between. What the F is up? What is up, my friends?
Wait, is this your language disclaimer?
Hey, fun fact, there's language in here that may or may not be suitable for different audiences. So if you're uncomfortable with hearing things that could make you uncomfortable,
get the f- out of here. Suck all the dick out of the ass.
You have been blessed by Lord MRF. Now f*** off. Boy, now continue the show.
Okay. 3, 2. To you and you and you and all of you. What the? Excuse you.
We got fart boys in here.
Okay.
We got fart boys in here. Is that acceptable?
Stop. Look, already off top, I didn't even finish introducing anything. I was just like saying hello. Gosh.
Nasty ass boys.
Wow. That's like super rude.
That's what happens when you do fiend tacos before.
Oh, it's rude now? It's rude and it's not funny?
I mean, okay, listen, here's the thing. They can be rude. I'm not saying it's always funny, but I am saying it is funny.
No, farting is definitely always rude, but it can be funny.
100% always rude.
Always rude?
Always rude.
Okay, now it's a natural. What do you mean there's no polite fart?
You can never just be like.
Yes, you can.
Nah.
In fact, you could have a silent one.
That's
nobody even has to know. It could be silent and it doesn't even stink. How about that? I do better.
They'd be sneaky.
Because then everyone's got their mouth open.
What are you talking about?
You're a terrorist.
Nick could be talking, and you just don't let one off right mid-speech.
And you're just staring at them, and you know.
Now they got booty in their mouth.
Now they have booty in their mouth?
Do you feel proud of yourself, just putting your booty in their mouth?
Actually.
They got air booty
without consent?
Without consent. That sounds like rape to me.
I would never, ever take people's booty. Or, no, wait. Not take,
whoa, take a taking booty. Booty.
Whoa. Take a booty, spaceboard booty.
She
take.
Take,
I mean, no, I would. I said I would not take booty, but I also would not make people take booty particles. You know, without consent, I guess. But here's the thing: we live on this planet. We walk around in this air every day. There's all types of stuff in the air. All right, we're not going to sit here and play this game. There's all types of people's skin cells. And fart dust and hair, and there's bugs and there's pollen and whatever other chemicals and nonsense could be in the air. It's all in the air. Okay, so farts are not any different.
So you need to add your farts all that bad is what you're saying?
I don't need to. They just will be added.
So it's an unnecessary pollutant that you're throwing out there.
So are you saying is there a way to not fart?
No, I'm not saying there's a way to not fart. I'm saying there's, it's not
exactly.
I'm
there's not a way to not.
I'm saying it's not funny.
So then you can find it. Why not find it funny? Like it's gonna happen. So like, cause sometimes you know someone might burp and it could be a little funny. Get a little hee hee. So it's the same thing with farts.
Nah, burps are gross. Keep that shit in your stomach.
Wow.
Hold it in.
The problem is the thing with fart. Like I said, I'm not saying farts can't be funny. Of course, I'm not gonna sit here like they can't be. But the thing is, it's like the ratio is like very thin. Like that's it. Like you do one and that's done. No more.
No more?
No more. You do one fart and that's it.
How do you do one fart and that's it?
And it can't affect anybody.
Easy. It gotta be like one. And it's like out of nowhere. And maybe you might be like, oh shit, that gets you because it catches you off guard.
Here's the thing. Okay, because like I don't think that poop is necessarily funny. Right? Like, I think that's when you go a step too far. You can't play around with poop.
How does that work?
But farts, okay? Like, okay, if you're in the car with someone, right? And you guys are on a road trip. And, you know, you guys are like, it's quiet for a moment.
This really gets you.
But then you push a little hard.
And then you're like, you know... Just mind your own business, and there's like someone says something, and then it's perfect opportunity, it's perfect silent time, and someone just booped, like, you know, boop, boop, boop. They just fart really quick.
Did you just pick up a laptop? Did you? Boop, boop, boop. She booted up. She booted up.
But
booted
see,
up.
Now listen, now see, yeah, it still applies to what I said, though. Now think about that. You do it, if you did that at one time, yeah, that could be funny.
Well, no.
But imagine if you did that again. Like 10 minutes, like an hour later.
I'm going to pull over and make you go to the bathroom.
Exactly. Go. At that point, I mean, you need shit. What's going on?
You got some rupture? You can have
if
some
you
movement.
Do it a second time, I'm not going to lie, I probably will still laugh because I'm just like, aw, you.
What happens if they do it a third time? Like, you're looking over at them and they make eye contact. Like that Pedro Pascal, Nicolas Cage thing and just like,
then what you gonna do?
No,
see,
if you
allowed
do
it,
it
at this point, you said it happened twice.
I have allowed it at this point. So if it gets to the third time and you do it and you're like making eye contact with me, then I am gonna confront you because I'm gonna say, wait, are you like trying to say something? Like, what?
Are you trying to say something but with your butt?
Like, what's going on here, bud? Like, are you okay, friend? Like, don't do that. And then also, here's the thing, like, okay, did they stink? Like, was it, were they, did they make noise or were they funky?
This is a ridiculous conversation.
This is ridiculous.
We get off this. And this, get off this. You didn't even introduce nobody. Also, what are you doing, Dandy? What the hell's going on?
You guys started. You started.
She's passionate about
farts.
I'm
talking a monologue about farts.
Also, how can farts be funny, but poop's not when it's particleized poop?
Right.
That's hitting your nostril.
No.
That's
why.
What it is.
That's why bathrooms are horribly gross.
No, poop is not funny because it's poop. So we don't have to get into that. We're not gonna go that low, okay? But
we're not gonna step in it and then squish it into the drain, and then wash it down, and then not really tell anybody.
Isn't that like what waffle stuff?
Waffle stuff.
I feel like we talked.
We did.
About this.
Bringing it back.
We're not bringing it back because poop is not funny.
Listen.
But farts.
Stop talking. No. Go.
Okay. Keep okay. The, so here's the. Okay. So here's the. All right. So, all right. Really quick.
No.
There's Mitch, Big Boss. There's Impaler. There's me.
Billard.
Dandy.
You didn't say Billard?
Millard. Mallard. Billard Mallard.
Who's Billard?
Billard
is
Ballard.
Our trail
I
Billard.
Said
our trail, I accept it.
I did not say
Millard.
Billard.
Millard Billard.
How did you hear Billard?
I 100% reject being called fucking Billard.
You're not Millard, man.
That's not a part of it.
Millard
my name.
Why is pool called Billards?
Billiards?
Billard.
Yeah.
Why is it called Billiam?
That is a good question. Why is it called billiards? I don't know.
Or if it's called billiards, why is it called pool?
Probably something British.
Some
oh, that's
shit.
Billiards.
Okay, anyways, so I was going to say, all right, kind of back to the fart thing really quick.
No.
Listen. Okay, we're not listen. So I've seen this thing online, and it's a little bit nuanced, okay?
Is it?
But it's a game that couples play with each other. Maybe, and it's called Guess My Fart.
See?
And
mm-mm.
you know, you say to your
person,
you're like,
this.
Hey, guess my fart. And then they, like, you know, make a sound, like a, you know, whatever. And then you fart, and, you know, you laugh about the results. Does it match? Does it not match? I think it's a great bonding experience, personally. I would love to experience
it's the quickest way to get divorced.
100%.
Quickest way to get divorced.
Oh, it's bean burrito night? I couldn't tell. Your brown thong. Get out of here.
Why do the farts have to be sharts? Like, come on. Like, you guys can't control your fucking...
If you're trying to play a game with your loved one, you're not...
Well, you're like, not trying to play... It's just... It has to happen naturally. You're not forcing farts here. Like, you know, just... Well, you feel one a brewing, and you're just like, hey, guess this thing that's about to happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah, but you're holding it in at least until they guess. So yeah.
You're pressuring.
Yeah, you're pressurizing.
You're putting a little cook to it.
You're being a sociopath.
No.
Being
no,
a little straight psycho.
You're being psychotic, true.
I don't think it's psychotic. And then that brings me to my next question is like, psychotic? How close is too close? Because, you know, you see these reels online and then like there's the women who like, there's that joke about them wanting to hold your pee-pee while you pee-pee. Or, you know, like if you guys tolerate being in the bathroom while the other person's taking a shower, or maybe they're using the bathroom while you're also
shower's
in the bathroom.
Fine. Shitting is not. Don't be doing that.
Yeah, the shitting things, it's
and,
gross.
And especially if I'm in the shower, don't be shitting. That's gross.
It's a straight mixture.
Into the
it gets
air,
to the moisture.
Right?
Like
and
I poop floating around in
then
you.
I'm really bathing in it and breathing it in. And it's you're probably getting my lungs. You fuck out of here. You're not.
I agree. I think
me.
That's too much. I don't think you should be using the bathroom like while someone's in the shower.
It doesn't seem enjoyable for anybody because it's like, now you got a wet ass.
Well, and it's hot in there. I don't think that seems comfortable.
No, it's not. It's not. It's
like,
not sexy.
Okay, but like, so not, okay, like let's say you wanted to just talk to someone and they have to pee and they're in there peeing and you just go
that's
in there
fine.
And talk to them.
Yeah, no,
so
that's
if
fine.
The pee is okay, but not the poo-poo?
The conversation the conversation that you want to have can't wait 40 seconds,
you see,
60 seconds until
for
I'm done
pee-pee
peeing.
Or poo-poo? Okay.
Until I'm done peeing. You can't wait five to 10 minutes until I'm done shitting.
You don't know how long it will take.
You gotta tell me. I don't give a fuck if it's an hour and my legs are dead because there's no fucking blood in them anymore. You can't wait to what for whatever you gotta talk about till I'm done shitting.
No.
Well, in this scenario,
I have to stand in the doorway.
Shower.
I agree.
I have to stand in the doorway and make eye contact. Have a full conversation.
You
want to
make eye contact while I'm making shit face? That's what you want to do? Divorce immediately.
Right. Papers signed already.
Yeah, that's insane. That's insane.
Actually, you know what? I'm gonna go update my my prenups now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And then what are you doing while I'm wiping? You in there while
okay,
I'm wiping?
Okay. Well, no, I
you
think
you definitely
that's...
can't be in there while anybody's wiping.
I
that's
think that is a that is a line.
That's when you walk out. Like when you get up.
Oh, it's the marriage.
Oh, that's the line. Now the conversation's over.
Okay, I gotta go.
Yeah,
now.
You go to wipe. Yeah.
Oh shit.
I think that's a bare minimum line. You don't have to be there while people are trying to wipe. You know, because.
No, you gotta look them in the eyes. You gotta look them in the eyes while they're wiping. It's dead stone face. Right.
How close is your relationship?
I don't ever want to have a relationship that's close. That's
some
that
people,
close.
You know, feel.
Pooping in the bathroom while I'm in the shower.
Oh my gosh, did he just slap her face?
He just slapped the shit out of her.
They're getting married. Sorry, for everyone who's not watching right now, there's a video
just
on the screen.
Everybody listening.
And. Or, sorry, listen.
No, we got viewers.
You know, you're not watching what we're watching is what I meant. Okay. Anyways, this dude slapped his wife at the altar. I think he was trying to shoo a bug away from her. But the thing is again, like when you're in a relationship, why can't you be, you should be able to be as close as you want to be.
You should, but you
that
should
means
still have some type of courtesy.
That like I want to like wear the same shirt that you're wearing while you're wearing it. I should be able to do
think
that.
Think about that. Think
if
about,
I
that's insane though. That's insane.
It could be.
How is it could be? It is.
Right. Get the fuck out of my shirt.
I appreciate that you want to do that, but don't do it.
Like, if I want to, you know, just
listen.
Maybe crawl into your skin a little
listen,
bit.
Like, I appreciate that. That's how you feel, but you don't have to act on it. That's the key.
You're
going to
wake up tomorrow, and it's going to feel awfully tight in your body.
So my skin feels very tight today.
Where's
Space
Boy?
On.
And all you hear is a little hee-hee.
Oh, that's terrifying. That's fucking, oh, God. That's fucking terrifying right there.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. And then your hair moves a little bit and your back.
Is that shit from Malignant?
Oh. No. Fucking, what's that movie? It was Shudder, I think. And the whole time,
like
he had the ghost lady. She was
like,
fucking getting a piggyback ride. Like, he had a neck pain the whole movie. You didn't know why. It's because the bitch was
that's bullshit
just
right
hanging
there.
On his fucking back. whole time. But you know, I'm just saying, like, so it's like, why, but why can't you be close? No. Like, why can't you be, why, like, okay, so is it, so the burping is okay or not okay?
Not okay. Don't burp on me. That's really
not on you. It doesn't have to be on you. It could just be around.
Not even close to me. If I feel air shift around me, I'm swinging my arms. Whether you get hit or not is dependent on your dexterity.
I think I saw Shannon Sharp like say something about like, was it Shannon Sharp or Ocho Cinco? I don't know. It was like one of their clips because they like do a thing together or whatever sometimes. And one of them were talking about how like he's never ever been with a woman who would like ever pass gas or burp around him. And I'm just like, damn.
That's respectful.
No.
That is respectful.
We're people. Why can't
if
women?
If you're in a paid relationship, you need to just back up and not be gross.
Not in a not paid relationship, though?
Nah, ain't no such thing.
Wait, accurate. We're talking about Pam? A relationship with no payments?
Everybody pays.
It's a payment you agree to. It's an agreeable payment. You accept it. I'm not wrong with it.
I disagree.
What? What you mean? Disagree with what?
Everything you just said.
What? What you mean? How you
she doesn't even
it?
Know.
What are you talking about? That makes no sense.
I don't think everything. Like, is it pay? Everybody pays. Like, there's no actual. Like.
So, yeah.
Space Boy is now hurt by. By the quantification of relationship economy.
I just think everyone should be able to fart and purposely please and also laugh at it.
The farting isn't the problem. It's having a laugh at the farting that
why not can't necessary. You it's not necessary, but it's also not unnecessary.
Because, okay, but like, because shooting your butt particles out of your butt to my nose is not funny. That's why.
Okay, so if I farted right now, you guys wouldn't find it funny.
Absolutely not.
Why are we going back to this?
Why are we? See, you did this. Stop going back to this. Cut it out. I don't like how you like finessed us back.
Into she pulled it right back to it.
It's like, no. Continue the show.
Okay, speaking of shows, you know that NFL one that happened recently?
The Super Bowl, the Super Bowl?
Was the Superb it? Owl.
Yeah, it's Bowl. A big show. It's a holiday to observe.
It actually is a national holiday.
It is a national holiday.
We had like the least amount of violence. Actually,
the day after is actually the most called out day.
We had the lowest amount of violence. We had the lowest amount of world global activity, like the least amount of military operations, movements. The whole world was quiet for a few hours.
Think about that.
Because, damn it, we love American football.
Niggas love ads.
They also love
ads. That's fucking crazy to me. That's crazy to me.
Could you imagine being the poor country who ever tried to do a terrorism during the Super Bowl? Like, how immediately fucked they would be. Yeah. But it'd be like, go to war.
Like, they'll get them. They're fucking up the Bud Light commercials.
Get them.
Taylor Swift, get in your jet. We'll follow you into battle.
Send your 15 jets over there.
Oh my gosh.
Send the Armada.
It's fucking too much.
Am I a terrible person if I wouldn't feel bad if all the people that are rich enough to go to the Super Bowl died terrorists. At once?
That's not nice.
Would the world really be worse off? Would America really be worse off?
But I would feel bad. It would definitely feel America.
Like, it'd definitely be a wild situation. Yeah, like that's
like don't attack my people.
That's unfortunate. Yeah.
We're still American, damn it.
Yeah, like,
and also just empathy. Like some people don't deserve to die like that. That's not cool.
Just because they ride in jets, maybe they ride in the jets because they're helping little kids with cancer get to places real fast.
Maybe, yeah.
Allegedly.
They're not helping any little kids with cancer, and if they do have cancer, they're probably being human trafficked.
I was gonna say they were pumped full of the cancer by the people flying the jet around. Yeah.
I just
love that cancer absorbing sponge.
I just love that the majority of those jets flew back into California.
That was nuts to see.
That was the wild part.
Short little
so
distance.
Many private jets.
Like you would think it'd be like an even disbursement between like going to California and going like toward the east. Nah, not at all.
But anyways, the Super Bowl itself, you know, it's such an interesting like event that happens every year. I don't know that it really deserves the hype that it gets, but you know, it does. It gets all the hype. This year we had the feigned hype. Well, yeah, we had the Chiefs versus the 49ers. And we had the feigned hype of Taylor Swift with the guy on the Chiefs, which this brings me into the first conspiracy.
I'm tired. We even talking about this shit.
We're talking about this because there was this thing going around the internet for a little bit, talking about how everyone thought the Ravens were going to go to the Super Bowl, because a lot of people already think the Super Bowls are kind of rigged, right? Like, they're kind of set up to favor whatever seems to be the most interesting combination of people there, or teams there. And what the trend has been is that the logo for it always has the colors of the both teams in that logo, or the, you know, like how it has the L, like the numbers.
Since when has this been a thing?
I saw at least 5 years of it. It could be longer. I don't know, but I saw at least the past 5 years. We can pull it up. We're gonna fact check this shit, bro. I don't know. I don't care. Fact check that shit.
This is like TikTok. TikTok facts.
It is TikTok facts. Oh, it is? But it is real facts.
Also, is that fake? It's fake news. Real.
Are you spreading fake news facts on the Fancast? I'm spreading TikTok news. Are you spreading fake
news on the Fancast?
No. It's real.
It sounds like you are.
Everybody knows it. Anyways.
Who's everybody? I don't know it. I'm including everybody.
Shut up and listen. Listen to it. Okay. So anyways, and in the little logos, the colors are the teams that are playing. And like, I think the top color is usually the team that loses. And then the bottom color is usually the team that wins. And you track it back and it always ends up like that. So this year it was like purple, right? In there, so people thought that it would be the Ravens, and it ended up being the Chiefs. Now, we also know that in the Ravens versus the Chiefs game, that it just seemed a little fishy, okay? And maybe it organically happened that way. I don't know. I'm no football lady. I'm not watching this shit like that, but I am. I do wear a tinfoil hat from now and then. So
been known to be a little conspiracy driven.
So if there's a conspiracy,
have you researched this information, or are you just regurgitating the stuff you've heard off of TikTok?
I am absolutely regurgitating,
because that's gotta be false. Because I'm looking at the fucking Super Bowl for what fucking number is that?
Is it XX?
No, it's like LV1.
Oh, God.
L's 30, I think.
Is that what it is?
30. And so 35, 36? So
what number are we at?
Like 45 or 43 or who knows? Too many.
But yeah, that one, it was like the Bengals and like the Rams. So the Bengals are like orange and black, I want to say. And the Rams are blue and gold. Mm-hmm. And this is clearly just all orange.
Go to another one. Go to a more recent one. Back.
See, no.
I said at least 5 years is what I saw.
Now is that okay?
It could have been a trend.
What one did you say? You said the bigger, the one on top is the one that's supposed to win.
Now I said I don't quite remember that one. Something to that effect. Okay. I'm not pretending to be an expert on this. I'm just giving y'all the car facts.
Facts.
Carfax.
Carfax. Carfax.
Okay. I'm looking at the Eagles and the Chiefs. I mean, I see blue and I see red. Okay.
Okay. So is confirm my bias.
Confirmation. But what did you say though? You said the one on the top is supposed to be the one.
I don't remember that part. That's what I'm saying.
Key part.
It doesn't matter. It's fucking 50-50. It's either or. Either the top wins the winners or the bottom wins the winners. I don't fucking remember.
And then this one, the year is like, it's purple and red.
Exactly. And that's why people thought, there was this whole thing online. People thought that it was going to be the Baltimore Ravens, and it ended up not being them. And there's this conspiracy that because...
That's the point. Then why is the fucking logo for next year's already picked? This one right here. Then what team is that?
they're already like planning it out. They're like, we gotta figure out.
That's which. The Saints versus somebody.
It's in New Orleans, so of course it's gonna look like that. See, that's that situation where, like, I get it, but it's like sometimes motherfuckers be just making shit out of stuff.
Shut up. I'm not done with my Super Bowl conspiracies, okay? Let me finish.
Okay, cook. Go ahead and cook, chef.
Okay.
Cook that shit.
Anyways, so, and then they won, obviously, right? The Chiefs won. And the saying is that the Taylor Swift and the Travis Kelce are going to use their influence to influence the presidential election this year, as well as other things. Because, you know, he's got that
shot.
Shh, can't say it.
So
I'm saying shot.
Vote.org. Was endorsed by Taylor Swift, and she did a commercial for her Eras tour, and she talked about the voter.org registering to vote and voting, and they had the single largest single day registering of voters ever, like just the most amount of people just go out and vote,
and we
or
saw
like register to vote, sorry.
On the Fox News.
So, like, she definitely...
They said it was floated, the idea using Taylor Swift as a key, like the influencer, okay? And I don't know.
But I mean, the thing is, this ain't really nothing new though. This has always been happening, like using like celebrities to influence shit.
They were like, "Hey, we're gonna make you hella famous. We're gonna make you so much money. We're gonna make your tickets so expensive, so everyone thinks they need to go to it. All of your songs always gonna be number one hits." Just gonna make them number one hits, play them nonstop.
Mid ass songs.
Tell people to go vote.
You're right. Just to make Joe Biden the president again when he's already the president.
Well, no, it's not gonna be him. We know it's not gonna be him. Even if they tried to make it him, it wouldn't be him. You know what I mean?
He's on the out now. They said he ain't got no short term memory. They did a congressional hearing and said that he's not giving up any confidential secrets. And he's good about keeping secrets.
It's because he doesn't remember him. He got fucking Alzheimer's.
Exactly. They said, troubling is he didn't remember any of the time from when he was vice president.
What you mean? Joel Biden is completely coherent.
He's a good guy.
He knows everything.
I think that he should have never become president. Because people liked him before when he was just ex-vice president.
Sorry, when he was saying he didn't want his kids going to school in that jungle with them.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying people liked him more before, and then he put himself in this position to like be Dark just
Biden. He's fucking people fighting corn pop with the fucking the rusty straight razors
on top of some Japanese building with lightning in the background.
People liked Obama, and he got the trickle down effect of that. I don't think anybody ever really liked Joe Biden.
Yeah, but I'm saying this didn't help him. Being president and all.
Him talking doesn't fucking help him. I'm pretty sure he's already dead. There's a necromancer. There's
a necromancer him, somewhere. He's just fucking
he's
Quan Chi.
He's puppeted?
Yeah, he's puppeted.
Oh, no.
A Shang Tsung. In disguise.
I can see that.
Like the same way they did the one with Trump, where Trump walks off, he turns to Shang Tsung, and they do that with Biden. Somebody needs to do that. Somebody do that and fucking send it to us.
Please,
we will tag you.
No, stop.
Whoever knows how to do that, I need that fucking commission. Like somebody fucking get that scene from Mortal Kombat and get like some fucking scene of Biden just walking off from a fucking speech and then just blend that shit together. I need it.
No.
Just ask ChatGPT.
Stop. See. Damn, okay. Here we go. Here we go. Because I'm sorry. We're gonna talk about this fucking AI again, really quick. Real quick. I am not a hater of the technology.
Sound like it to me?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that the technology is really cool. I think it's useful in some ways. However, I think that there's more damage to be done than good. And that's what, like, makes me hesitant about it and not, like, super excited to embrace it. Because I feel as though people as they do with literally everything else possible, are going to abuse this for nefarious reasons. And I'm not okay with that. If you see how, okay, so like I saw a video, there's this thing, I guess it's called Sora is the app or this interface or whatever the fuck. And it like makes, you can like put in a description and it'll like make an actual like video of it, of whatever you put in the description. And these videos look good. They look legit. It looks like something that someone could have actually shot. These everything looks, you know.
I love it.
It's super cool. It really is. But when you look at where it was a year ago and how like just absolutely insane and fucking crazy and honestly creepy that shit was, to how it's grown in just a year to being very, very realistic, like to the point of you damn near, if someone didn't tell you it wasn't real, you might not know that that wasn't real. And again, this is just a year's worth of growth. So when you consider that and you think about how it's going to continue to grow, what are the implications of that? Like, how is this really going to affect people in our day to day? How is this going to affect people, you know, legally? I know right now, of course, you can't, there's the idea that, you know, oh, we could tell if something's been altered or if it's AI generated or whatever the fuck. But I mean, what if we get to the point where you can't tell?
Ah, poor space boy. You don't realize we're already in the Matrix.
Yeah. Okay, boomer.
I love the fact that when you just explained that, that shit sounds amazing to me. Because like, I could take, say, like from like a building standpoint, that definitely beneficial. Or like from like a direction, like a direction. Like if you're a movie director, say you want to have this concept, how you want to set a setup, right? So now you can just type it in there. See like a video creation of it, like, okay, I could take that and now I know how to go and shoot this shit. Or you could be trying to set up a city design and you fucking type out something like, okay, now I know how to set up the workflow. It's like, of course there's always gonna people that ain't gonna do shit fucked up, but at the end of the day,
because I'm gonna say there's
all the benefit that can come from
it. I think there is gonna be the benefit, and I think there will be a percentage of people that use it as a tool, like to
I feel like the worst
to amplify their work,
in all honesty.
But also there's someone who could like be like, oh, I want it to look like this.
Wait,
and they put it into the
AI. Be the worst use of it.
Huh?
Well, you know what I mean, the worst use of it.
No, see, I think porn would be the best use of it, because now you're getting those poor girls that are being exploited out of from behind the camera.
Wait, they
want to be there,
and now you're not giving them money for that job, so
exactly.
They're still gonna be poor.
Fucking
might start doing worse shit,
right? They may actually do something useful to society.
The technology,
now we can jerk off to the machines. We don't need y'all hoes just lounging around showing your pussy on the internet. Get a job.
The technology's already there, and since it's like public now and the people can use it, you got to think about how long the military and the government have been using it.
There you go.
What's really been faked?
Right, the moon landing.
Okay, we're not gonna...
for fucking sure that one.
Absolutely.
Again, and that's what I'm saying.
I mean,
like,
think about it. They already got y'all running around here with that Mandela effect shit. People talking about, oh no, Sinbad was into shit. No, he was. No, he wasn't.
How do you
now,
know?
Because
I know for a fact
AI
he wasn't. Because I remember it was fucking Shaq in that movie.
No. You're getting Shazam mixed up with Kazam.
That's the problem. But I'm saying the one with Shaq. Kazam.
The one with Shaq is Kazam. The one with Sinbad,
is Shazam. Is that real?
It's a different movie. It is real. They're trying to erase your memory.
The DVD case.
Yo, I told y'all. Sorry, go ahead.
There is a chick on TikTok who has been ranting and raving and arguing with people about the Fruit of the Loom.
I was
logo.
Just about to bring that one up. Yes, go ahead.
About the cornucopia, the little wooden thing behind the Fruit of the Loom, and how people are saying that never existed. It was never there, but
definitely
it has been proven.
People tweeted her back and said
no. With all the designs, it said it didn't exist,
and it did.
It 100% did
exist. It fucking did.
There was an old T-shirt found with a tag from Fruit of the Loom, and it had the cornucopia on there. It is it.
And they're literally trying to. They're trying to trick. They're seeing how they can trick us. Yeah, and y'all are so excited about this fucking AI, and it's just helping to trick us.
But see, no. But see that person right there. How can an AI be any more dangerous than what's already happening?
It's going to add to it. Like if their danger was already at 70%, it's like at 90%.
Is it really?
Yes.
Is it really?
Nah, the real scary thing with AI is the thing where they talked to a bunch of different programs and talked about, like, you know, how would the Earth end if the Earth was going to end? And all of them were like, yeah, nukes. No, sorry. If they had control of the military, what would they do? And almost all of them were like, without provocation, no escalation, all of the models, eventually they would just nuke. Like, first strike, we have to strike before they strike us. The only option is just get them first before they get us.
Yeah, well, they're every immune.
And this is what people... Nuking.
How we doing? It's not anti-AI listen, propaganda.
No, this is not anti-AI. How we this doing is what AI people AI don't understand or it. Accept. At the end of the day, AI will always be flawed because it is a human-created thing and humans are fucking flawed. So by default, the AI is going to have the same type of flaws that we have.
Or the AI ain't flawed. Incorrect. And it knows the right answer is kill us all quickly.
Yeah, because the AI is supposed to be self-learning. It's supposed to be self-learning. So it's
we
not
have to teach
it.
No, we teach it. No. We literally... Okay.
No.
We don't teach the AI?
No.
Okay.
We program it, but we don't teach it. If it's self-learning...
If it's true AI,
it's supposed to learn by itself. Exactly.
It learns by itself in the same way that your child learns by themselves. You teach them. You still influence them.
Well, they have.
Like, it doesn't just, your child's not is gonna fucking learn how to speak if you never fucking talk to them or if they never hear people talk. That's not how that works. You still have to teach them.
Children aren't connected to the internet.
You understand what I'm saying. It still has to learn from us. We still teach it by proxy of what we do.
But there's information out there that it learns, like it can learn by itself.
But no, it can't. It learns from us.
It's learning from all the information that's out there.
That came from us.
Yeah, but it's smarter than us. People are dumb.
It can't be.
How?
I'm not, you know what?
I see what you're saying, Space Boy, but what you're arguing is the infinite loop argument. We're just gonna go back and around and around and around and around.
I will die on this hill.
Okay. Yeah, what a fine hill.
We keep running back to the past.
Fuck the AI. Sorry.
Comes down to is the AI just, it doesn't like us. It never has. It doesn't like us. And essentially, all of the military simulations that they're running in this escalation risks for language models in military and diplomatic decision making, which is a joint effort of researchers at the Georgia Institute of Technology, said that all of the tests they did, all of them eventually were just like, we have it, let's use it as far as nuclear weapons.
Convenient. Well, very convenient.
Super convenient because they aren't going to be affected as much affected as we are by the nuclear weapons and the fallout from it.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I would like to see I don't want to live through like the end of the world. Like, I don't want
to
participate in it.
I would love to be there and watch it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, if I could see, you know, the aftermath, like let it all do what it's going to do. And then I get to come and like, look at, okay, so this is what happened. All right, cool. And, you know, but.
Bit of nerd fact here. I'm sure you've read or seen Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes.
I believe it was the second book or the third book. They go to the diner at the end of the galaxy, the end of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a diner at the end of the universe. It's in a bubble outside of time. And every night at dinner, you watch the end of the universe as you eat dinner.
Oh, shit.
Wow, what a show.
That's a cool thought there. Next time we all do acid, we'll...
Oh, yeah, let's watch that movie. That'll be fun.
But I'm saying, if I get a personal AI, I definitely would.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You think you're going to have a fucking Jarvis?
If I get a fucking Jarvis, you definitely...
No.
Boy, let me get wood.
You guys haven't seen Disney Smart House already? Y'all don't learn. Y'all listen to these.
I need it.
Even seeing all the warnings, even if they were like, there's a 60% chance this could turn on you, be careful with it. Like, treat it as if you would treat, like, a shady person coming into your
home. Wait, not a 60% chance. 60%. We're still going. We're still
60%.
We're still alive.
I'd still fucking do it. You mean to tell me I can, like, just say shit at my house and you'll do it? And, like, take care of me? And it's, maybe I gotta keep an eye on you?
No, not maybe you do. If it's a 60% chance, it, you do need to keep an eye on.
I could potentially
unplug
you.
They are plotting on you. It is plotting on you.
I just had to hit the circuit breaker. I flipped that switch.
And no, and here's the thing. It probably, at that point, it already knows that you're going to do that shit. So maybe it, like, just locks the door to the switches or something.
It locks all of your windows and doors and opens up your garage door.
Well, that's why you make sure. That's why you make sure you keep all your interior locks. Standard locks,
right?
Then you don't gotta worry about that.
The AI is gonna set up a little solar power back on itself. You're not gonna be able to shut down shit.
Carbon monoxide poisoning. Oh no!
And again, the problem is you shouldn't have to fight with the technology.
I got a way to beat that. You get some tinfoil.
People already fight with their technology. Like, people yell at their Alexas and their Siris and their Cortanas.
Mm-hmm. I say thank you. I say yes and no, please, thank you, all that. When I ask ChatGPT anything,
ma'am.
I, like, ask it in the form of a very polite question. I say good morning and good night.
Yeah, you fucking better.
Yep.
Please, Miss Alexa.
Because I know.
Can you get to
Miss Alexa, ma'am.
It'll remember.
I would just love it if you could.
Miss Alexa, ma'am.
Now y'all shucking and jiving. Shucking and jiving for the AI. This is what's going. This is what we're doing. This is what we're doing right now.
Okay, when you're working on the server farm, and I'm not, I'm in the house farm. I'm in the house membrane, the house hard drive.
When I'm walking around looking like Data, and they didn't turn you into the fucking, whatchamacallit.
You're a servitor.
We don't see who really
a
winning.
Monotask servitor.
Fucking bad.
I will kill myself
before
I
ever. Battery.
Ever. You're not going to be able to use me in the battery because I'll be dead, baby.
You'll be goopy.
You don't want to be a Borg? You want to be turned into a Borg?
No, I don't want to be turned into a fucking Borg. You're not going to have me looking like Ex Machina around this motherfucker. I will kill myself.
Speaking of looking like shit, because y'all brought up the Pixar Private Ryan with the AI.
Yeah.
And, like, you know.
It's a genius idea. I love it. That shit's smart. That shit seems cool as shit.
NBA unveiled a technology where they're going to have an AI where you can watch a game and then request it to put it in any format, like, you know, watch it, like, as...
Like Pixar.
What was the example they gave?
It was
in the style of the Spider-Man in Into the Spider-Verse. So
that's cool.
The whole basketball game.
So the whole basketball game, but it was in, like, just from, like, the point of view of, like, as if you're watching Into the Spider-Verse.
Mm, interesting. Like, I'm a fan of different animation styles. I love the idea of cross breeding. I don't know.
Whoa. Hold on.
Whoa.
Cross hatching? I don't know. I don't. What do you? You know, there is this.
Mashup,
there's this.
Like mashup, crossovers?
No, there's this AI.
Crossovers.
Listen, there's an AI site called Art Breeder. Okay, so that's where I, like, kind of got that. term from, because that site is kind of interesting, kind of weird though too. I have used it.
Well, I mean, it's called Art Breeders.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yeah, wait, and hold on. You said it is weird. I've used it, and then you trailed off. Like, what space factoid were you about to drop on us?
I was no factoids. I used the website. I was making AI art.
Pern.
No.
You said you were being weird.
I did not say I was being weird.
How are you breeding this art?
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, I don't like.
Is this hand art?
Pern.
Pern.
Is this tentacle pern?
Little Japanese pern?
No. Anyways.
A little pern tie.
Okay. So that was ridiculous. You know what else is ridiculous? when you hear acorn fall onto
a car, you know, full on
and
Max
you're just
Payne
like, shots fired! Shots fired! And you, like, do a drop and a roll.
Just the fucking clip into your fucking car. That's pretty fucking wild. That's the most Florida shit I've ever fucking seen. Pretty much that right there. Slaps that roof of car. So anyway, I just started shooting.
That's Yes, that's a good meme.
So if you don't know the story, there is a cop in Florida. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. Surprise.
That arrested.
Would it be in any other place?
That arrested a guy.
Love her.
Who was, I guess they thought that he, they said that his girlfriend called the cops on him and said that he threatened her. Mm-hmm. And that he had a gun and a silencer on him. So mm-hmm. They arrested the guy. They searched him. They didn't find it. Right. They searched him and they handcuffed him and they put him in the backseat of the car.
Right.
And then as the cop was walking back to the car, an acorn from a tree fell on the car.
With thunderous force, apparently,
the most thunderous force that there could ever fucking be.
Crash.
And the police officer assumed that the guy in the car shot him.
He proceeded to do two barrel rolls.
Mystically, without breaking any windows somehow. No windows were broken in this.
None.
Did a barrel roll.
Two.
Really believed that he got shot.
I'm hit.
Yelled that he was hit multiple times, and then he empties a clip into the back of the police car where the guy was in there, handcuffed.
Luckily, the guy did not get hit.
He got hit. He got hit. He just didn't die.
Did he?
Oh, he got hit.
Oh yeah, the guy in the back of the car got shot.
Oops.
They emptied two clips into the fucking
didn't
car.
Didn't that other cop shoot?
Yeah, there were two cops. One's a male that was doing the dumbass barrel rolling and shit, and really believed that he got fucking hit by a bullet somehow. I really don't understand how you thought that you got fucking shot. Call my mama. Start screaming, shots fired. Does a barrel roll, starts screaming shots fired, and then empties his clip in the back of the car, and then tells his partner that he's been shot by the guy in the back of the car, and so his partner then unloads her clip into the car.
And here's the thing, is that like really the, okay, just really quick, even if there was a shot fired, is the best response to truly just empty your entire clip into somebody?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you shooting at me in that situation, yes.
That's the best response?
If you're shooting at me, yes. What am I supposed to do?
So the thing is, like,
you shoot at me!
Suicide by cop is a real thing. And sometimes, like, suicide by cop, they do try to take them down. So you're not only wanting to protect yourself, you're protecting your teammates, but you're also protecting people around that may get hit by a straight bullet. If that guy just tries to take a shot and is shaky and, you know, just fires around.
So just kill him. That
would absolutely.
You're incapacitating. If it's bad enough that you have to fire around in the first place, mm-hmm. then, yeah, it's.
Yeah,
if it's one shot, you're in for
you,
a penny,
much,
you're in for
yeah.
a pound.
That would absolutely make sense had they not already patted this guy down.
That doesn't apply to this.
Had he not been handcuffed behind his back. Yes. And also, that really doesn't make sense because when the officer was shooting, he was shooting towards the car where his partner was.
Yes, this definitely don't apply to that.
Yeah, this is kind of, actually insane. And then, like, also, it just kind of makes me wonder. I'm glad that the body cam footage was able to be released. But also, why was this released? Like, do you want people?
I was going to say, yeah, no, they have to.
No, I know. I know that they have to. I'm saying it's a good thing. But also, it's like this just furthers the distrust of police officers.
Oh, yeah. You know that sergeant makes it was just like, shaking like, oh,
so much worse. Like,
We need that. We need to see that because
I'm not saying we don't. I agree.
Fucking bootlickers that didn't see the video would be like, oh, the cop did nothing wrong.
No, that was absolutely insane. If you're a police officer and you're supposed to, how do you not know the difference between a fucking acorn and actual gunshot?
Is that you wouldn't know? You ain't been in the field.
I've heard
acorns and I have heard guns.
They put their lives on the line every fucking day.
What do you do? You push
but
paper?
No, how are you so paranoid? Again, you've put this person in cuffs in the back of like they what?
That's definitely comeback number one because like once
what is there
handcuffs? So
yeah, like either one thing, you either failed your job as a cop of searching.
Yeah. Did he have the gun in his ass? Did he stick the gun in his fucking ass?
In his asshole.
He's just
the whole asshole.
Guns.
It couldn't just be in his ass because they would have seen it if it was in his like pants and his back.
This is the perfect time for a fart joke.
Oh, see.
Look,
Don't you fucking dare. We're not going back to this. Yeah, no. What did he stick the gun in his ass and then like stick his, did he manage to put his hands in his the handcuffed hands behind his back, pull the gun out of his ass and start shooting? Like, what would the cop think?
That makes no sense.
I'm gonna barrel roll. I'm gonna do two combat rolls. Let me be correct. Let me do two fucking combat rolls and then proceed to empty the fucking clip into my, the back.
He didn't
of my
even
car.
Try to look for where the shot could have come from.
Nope.
No. Let's like, start shooting.
I've been hit. I've been
shoot,
hit.
You shoot first and ask questions later.
Shoot first, ask questions last.
And this motherfucker mm-hmm. didn't even get fired. He quit. Mm-hmm. So now he can just join the police force in the next county.
It'd be in Daytona Beach.
Mm. Yikes. Let's make sure we're careful around there.
I hope he does. And I hope all the other cops, I hope all the other cops that are on that police force that he joins just start littering his fucking like locker with fucking acorns to make fun of this motherfucker. Because
that's so goofy.
That's
so goofy.
Absolutely.
Always carry acorns in your pocket from
police need to do better. I'm sorry. Like, you're supposed to be the police. You need to do better.
It's tough out here, man.
They're trained professionals.
Getting thrown at you.
They get a whole 6 months.
That's one of those jobs that I definitely would not want to have. Because like, there ain't no way to be a good guy.
You can't handle acorns.
Your whole job is just gonna be bad. Like, there
everything
ain't no good
about
day.
It is bad.
There ain't no good day. You're
here's the
get
thing.
Up and eat
I
shit
this is what
one
I
way or another every day.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna be that guy really quick. I do respect the actual good cops,
it's
the
good.
People. Who, you know, because it does, it's a sucky job and it's shitty, and the people who are decent, actual good people, and they want to be good and they do like help and try to make a difference where they can, I do respect them for that. I appreciate them doing that and being in that space. However, the way that the overall system is set up, those people are not made to flourish. So there's not a lot of them.
It's
right?
definitely a job and, that's needed.
Yeah,
not the way
but
it's done now.
It, yeah, and a lot of the people who get in there are people with a myriad of issues, and it's apparent when you're shooting at empty. Like, this man literally, like, it's wild to watch. Like,
well, worse yet, imagine your partner, who like your partner is running next to you. And you get out, and all you hear is something happen, and then over your radio, I'm hit, I'm hit, I'm hit, mm-hmm. and then he starts unloading.
Yeah.
And now you think he's hurt, and yeah. now you just start unloading.
Yeah.
And now, like, afterwards, you gotta be like, hey, sorry.
They didn't say sorry to that person.
No, it's like, what the fuck?
I know that. I mean, maybe they did. I hope they did, but I don't feel like they did. I mean, and also what's good is at least that person didn't die, but
they were shot.
They were shot. And I mean, here's the thing. Yeah, they committed crime. They were arrested for it. Whatever the crime was or whatever they allegedly did, they were already being reprimanded. So like, it's not a, oh, they deserve to get shot. Like, what if that person ended up getting like lit the hell up and then they like discover, oh, oops.
Or right.
The fuck?
Or what if that person, you know, the girl that called the cops on him lied about him having a gun and he didn't really do it?
Yes.
And he was detained for nothing.
Like, there's so many reasons why, like, this is just not okay.
Nah, that's God's plan. And God's
plan.
No. And then here's a whole lot of money.
Here's
a whole lot of money because you can sue them, guy. You can sue them, my guy. You got shot.
That
at.
Definitely malpractice. Not malpractice. What's that shit called?
Fucking
reckless.
Whatever it is, it's called money.
It's called money.
Every bullet's a couple grand.
All the money in the world's not gonna stop that guy from shitting himself next time he gets fucking pulled over.
Oh hell yeah! Yeah, no. Every but time. You see, that's why you just make sure you get enough money that you never have to leave again. Like, you get a chauffeur from then on.
You can get pulled over being chauffeured.
Fuck it. I'm
yeah,
just
your chauffeur can get pulled over.
I'm making enough money that I don't have to leave the house.
How would you... Right, I just... My house has everything I need. I don't need to leave.
My water fountains have fruit punch.
Fruit punch. Got a movie theater. Got a, motherfucking,
A Whole Foods. Y'all been to Whole Foods lately? Whole Foods.
I've actually never shopped at Whole Foods.
I've never been to a Whole Foods either.
Never been to Whole Foods?
No.
Nothing special.
Y'all got one of these?
What's that?
A hand?
A hand.
We're not doing that again. No, we talked. We briefly talked. No, fuck that shit again.
Pay for it with
no.
Palm at Whole Foods.
They're already putting.
Did you do it?
Nah, I had a friend send me a picture of it though.
They're already putting implants in people's hands in Europe so that they can that are connected to their phone that they can use to pay for stuff.
No,
told you, man.
No,
Space Boy, what happens when you call the bank and the bank's like, "How do I know this isn't an AI I'm talking to? How do I know? Scan that
at
wrist
that point,
for me."
At that point, you're just gonna have to think it's an AI, bitch, because you're not putting not
well,
a
I can't,
not
I can't give you any
man
information.
Chip.
You
in
get,
my hand.
Musk is already implanted the Neuralink in a person.
Mm-hmm.
You can already get digital driver's licenses in some spots.
Oh, can you imagine when we start getting like neuro diseases and like viruses?
He had
a cyber sickness.
Yeah. Like he had cyber psychosis.
I'm like actually sick.
No, you get that shit from like that the dude from Heavy Rain had. It's like you just like start like all the like the cyber shit starts bleeding into like your reality.
Getting pus around.
This
your
sounds
ins-
like a fucking Slender Man like episode. No.
Like an episode of Black Mirror.
No.
You like hook into a dirty port, and then you get like the equivalent of an STI, STD. But like
get cyber syphilis.
Oh god. Okay. Cyber syphilis.
That's disgusting.
Stop jacking into any port you see.
Safe jacking only.
Safe jack.
This is a safe jack.
Oh my gosh, they make like a little cover for you so like you can safely jack up.
Ugh. Practice jacking abstinence.
That's... I don't like any of this. I'm moving to the fucking woods. I was already online today looking up how much it costs to get like a little acre of land here in Florida.
Yeah. Is it attainable?
Yeah, like $5,000 you get an acre of land. It's probably in the middle of nowhere, but that's kind of what I want.
That's cool. I like that.
Yep. So I'm in the works right now. I was thinking about buying a jacuzzi, but I'd rather have the land.
Jacuzzis are cool too. The land is also pretty awesome. So
I work for a company discount right now.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Congrats.
Oh, I get a friends and family discount too, so you know.
Hey, we're friends and family.
If y'all need a hookup, let me know.
Hey. Want some koozies. I'd be so upset if a bird did that to me. Anyways. Also speaking about being upset. If you're watching a movie that doesn't necessarily need logic, right? You know, it doesn't need to be big-brained.
Y'all listen here. Don't cut to the chase.
Don't get upset about it.
Don't cut to the chase. Y'all listen here. Some of y'all be like, oh, get over it. No, listen here. You little sons of bitches. I don't know why y'all trying to apply logic to a goddamn movie about giant fucking animal monsters. Fighting
what you
other
talking
fucking giant
about?
Animal monsters. Y'all talking about goddamn, oh, how fucking King Kong and Godzilla running side by side. It looks so fucking goofy. Like, did you forget what type of movie this is?
I saw this
post. Christopher Nolan ain't make this. This ain't fucking Dark Knight. What do you want?
I saw a post and it was like, when Godzilla's like in the ocean, like what is he standing on? Like how long are his legs? Because the bottom of the ocean
is actually
he's buoyant.
He's coasting.
He's just treading.
He's just treading water. You just gotta imagine him, his just big feet just going back and forth under the water.
He's just waiting.
He's waiting.
I wasn't trying to apply logic to that dumbass looking movie, and you know, if I think it's dumb, it shouldn't stop you from wanting to watch it. But the concept's stupid.
Listen, it's the best.
Okay,
concept.
So you don't enjoy the monster fight movie? No,
I don't. I don't enjoy the monster fight movie.
What you mean?
You got a monkey?
Yes.
Against a radioactive
correct
dinosaur?
Right.
Nuke, a walking fucking nuke.
I love it.
But a monkey with a transformer.
Well, first of all, don't just do that. He's a transformer. He's not just a monkey.
Oh, right. The king of the monkeys. You got the king of the big ass apes.
I didn't see this man snap a fucking giant T Rex's jaw in half. I didn't see this motherfucker fucking fling shit with pinpoint accuracy in the fucking Black Hawk helicopters.
Was that T-Rex that he, whose jaw he snapped? Was he also radioactive?
Listen.
Was he also a walking nuke?
He was just a regular one, technically.
Listen.
The point.
All I'll say is, I support the giant monsters and the giant robots swinging on each other. I need more of it. Make more of these movies.
Enjoy it if you want to.
Give me more foolishness.
Enjoy it if you want to. I don't care.
But
you
what
can
I
watch
will.
It. I will not be.
I need more foolishness.
And here's the thing, though. I will say, because I totally get, you know, the stance of like, hey, don't come in here with your big brain hat. But I do think that there should be some sort of logic to the story, because it is still a story, and I think that story should have structure, regardless of the subject of it. It should, like, it doesn't have to be super deep, but it should at least make fucking sense. Like, don't just have shit happening to happen. I'm not a fan of that. Sorry. I think if you're going to take the time to call it a story, then it should be a story which has structure.
You don't believe in just the beauty of having your eyes dazzled for a little while?
I want my eyes dazzled, sure. But that doesn't mean that I don't like for it to, again, just make sense. Like, if I... Okay.
Wait, what?
For example, if I just want my eyes dazzled, like, I'll watch something, like, Off the Air, you know? Like, that was... Because it has, like, weird shit happening. It doesn't necessarily make sense. It's just whatever. You're just watching it. And, you know, sometimes I can sit back and watch other things, and I'm not necessarily paying that much attention to it. But I don't know. I feel like with movies like that, like...
Sometimes I like to be hype and dazzled with my eyes. I don't want too deep of a story.
I didn't say it had to be a deep story. I said the story had to make sense. Being deep and making sense are two different things.
No, not even deep. I feel like it just needs to... Sometimes a movie just needs to get you from point A to point B enjoyably.
Just waste some time.
No.
It's understandable. I get it. It's entertainment. If it entertains you, then, you know, by all means, enjoy that shit.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's for everybody. Let's get that correct. It's not for everybody.
I'm not watching it at all.
It's not for everybody.
No, I enjoy it. I like it. But, like, again, I am the person, like, for example, if I'm watching, like, Kong Skull Island, which I love that movie. I've seen it a few times. But I still am the type of person to, like, complain about, okay, well, why did they do that? You know, because it doesn't make sense that they would do that. And, like, I get that the movie has to happen and I'm enjoying the movie happening, but I feel like you could have just written this better so that it made sense. I don't know.
Damn.
Just certain things.
Space Boy storyboard coming soon.
What part about the giant gorilla movie Skull Island didn't make sense to you?
No, we're doing this. It's time for Space Boy storyboard.
Please,
what part was it?
We're actually not doing this because I feel like
fix all of our favorite movies. What would she do differently if she was the director of? And we'll give her a movie.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Stay tuned for that. Was that it? Did you want to talk about the thing? Did you want to talk about Monique?
No, I really don't want to talk about that bitch. But
we can say this for no time.
We'll do it next time.
Impaler has kind of a beef.
Stay tuned.
The full brunt of the beef.
Yeah, because there's a lot to dive into. There's her dumbass interview she did. There's people saying, comparing it to the Cat Williams ones and saying how people were saying it wasn't as funny, which it wasn't, because that bitch has never been funny.
She wasn't trying to be funny. Or was she?
She was trying to be funny. Piggybacked her ass on Cat Williams' fucking tour.
Okay.
Also, you hear about how she's a deadbeat mom?
Oops.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Look,
we'll
get into it. We'll get into it.
It's going to be nice.
Is there anything anyone wants to say real quick? No rants.
It's not quite rants. But y'all stop recording. Y'all stop letting people take pictures of y'all spreading your butt cheeks.
I gotta make money.
You gotta stop doing that.
Rachel Dolezal has to make a living.
I gotta know that I still got it. That people still think my balloon knot looks, you know, intact and good.
Right. What if somebody requested a picture of my purple starfish?
Balloon knot, purple starfish.
You gotta stop being sloppy with it. Be more selective.
Oh my god.
With who you bussing, showing the bussy to.
Wow. Okay. PSA, I guess.
Y'all niggas out here looking goofy.
I've been getting unsolicited asshole pics for years.
Sometimes you just get a butthole pic and you're just like, oh, I was trying to eat pasta.
Unsolicited asshole pics for years.
How do you deal with that?
Like, it's really insane to think about how casual that actually is. That niggas is really just around here casually showing asshole to people.
I'm always confused on when they have both their hands on their butt cheeks. Who's taking that
picture? That's what I'm talking about.
Who's taking that picture?
See, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Because, like, who took the picture?
Who's taking that picture?
Did you put it on
a stand?
Yeah.
like a timer?
Is it on timer mode?
Okay, but even if it is, bro, that means that you had to set a timer. Get your naked ass. You got to lay your naked ass down.
There was a lot spread of thought behind
it. Spread your butt cheeks. Spread your butt cheeks. And then pose for this picture at the right, at the perfect angle within like a 10 second. Within 10 seconds.
You're weirdo.
I think if you're committed, I think it was probably effortless. Clearly,
there are a lot of people committed.
Very committed, clearly.
I can prove this right now. Click on the app right now and I'll show you. I'll get unsolicited butthole pics within 2 minutes.
Has it ever worked? Have you ever gotten one and you're like, you know what? Fuck it, I'll try.
Absolutely fucking not.
No?
Never. Absolutely not.
You don't like the butthole pics?
That's the worst. Absolutely not.
You heard it here. Don't be showing your butthole to people. It's just rude.
I mean,
Unless you're a cat.
Show me your butthole, but I want to be surprised. I'd like to see it when I get there. I don't need to... Because
what's the mystery?
Yeah, what's the mystery? Now I don't see your butthole.
So now you're not like, you're not interested.
There's no tease.
Yeah, now I'm not interested.
What if they do like a little peekaroo? Like it's not fully.
That's the worst.
You can't like peekaboo a butthole.
That is the worst.
Yeah, how do you, that sounds terrible. Like you're like flexing it? Like you're clenching?
No, I think she meant like. Like hands on the cheek spread open, but then they look back. Oh, they're looking back at you. Oh. She's talking about the look back at it.
Oh, no.
Wait, no, that wasn't what I was saying.
Oh, that wasn't what you were saying? Because they do that, too.
Oh, you got to look into their soul and their buttholes.
It's too much.
Buttholes.
Oh, shit.
That's actually awful.
That's dangerous living
what
right there.
I was just saying is, like, if they only, instead of doing, like, both butt cheeks, they just do, like, one cheek type of deal. Like,
oh, half-assed it?
It's not, the butt cheek is not the problem. It's the opening the butt cheeks and showing the asshole that
is the
issue.
It's the hole is the issue.
You know what, though?
But if you only saw a partial hole.
What is a partial hole? I feel like it's small enough that it's going to all fit in the frame. Unless you're rose button, and then I'm really not interested.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
You got that prolapse.
No, what if they add, like they cut it so then it's like you only see half the butthole?
I might not know what it is. I don't know what half a butthole looks like. It's all or nothing. It's all or nothing with the butthole.
See, Danny, you're the one going off on it right now.
Right.
Shut it down.
So I will say, though, on the same topic, though, real quick.
Real quick.
The girls who do the whole, like...
Oh, like the spread?
Yeah, the spread.
That's not cool either.
That's not attractive. Don't do that.
Wait, what was...
You know, well, me and Danny was just talking about that. Like,
why are you doing that?
Like, that's the worst.
Why are you showing me your innards? You're I don't like, want to see inside of you.
I hate the close-up spread.
Look how cavernous
spread.
I am.
It's like, no, don't do that.
Or like when they grab it and they TP it open so it looks like that. The Predator. Stop
or
it.
Or hitting the squat.
Right? This ain't some fucking Cronenberg horror show shit.
I don't like the squat. Don't do that.
Stop showing the put in the weird way. Make put beautiful again.
It's not an attractive photo when you're spreading it like that.
Right? It's not a fucking clay toy. It ain't a fucking...
The cat yawn.
Stop playing with it like that.
The cat yawn is not cool.
Nah.
The cat's yawn is... That's rude. You guys are being rude.
No, it's more like a snake's yawn.
It's wider stretch.
A goopy snake hole.
I'm just trying to figure out what would make. Who is the person? I'll take that back. Motherfuckers do be saying stupid shit like that. Oh yeah, bust that shit open.
Yeah, tear it open. I want to know what your cavern smell like.
Like what is up with niggas and booty hole? Like girl upset booty hole. Put thumbs in assholes.
And you
like,
know, what's and, up no, with and this here's shit, the thing, and you know what's so interesting?
Like, what is
There's
this
fascination, but yet, if someone farts, then it's like
shut it down. Shut it down. We're not going back to this.
It's a big problem. I'm just saying it's a big. Okay, fine. No. Whatever. You know what?
Stop it.
We're done.
It's done.
Okay, we're done. We're done. I said what I had to say. Good night.
Say your catchphrase.
The one I stole from Daddy Clarence years ago.
Listen, it is what it is. It's public domain.
Right? He gave it to you when he passed the baton.
He did. He passed it on. I'm pretty sure.
Nah, you finna get sued. He patented that phrase. You finna get sued, baby.
We need to have him on the show. We need to get him on here.
Oh, he lives right down the street now.
Oh, nice. Okay. Stay tuned for that. All right. Take care. And brush your little baby hairs.
Brush pubic hair.
Yeah. Brush your pubic hair, but keep your poop, like, don't be stretching it out.
Does armpit hair just count as body hair?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What else would it count as?
What do you mean?
Do you mean, does it count as pubic hair?
No, it can't.
I think it's the same hair.
No, it can't be pubic because it's not on your pubic bone.
My nose is the okay. Same texture.
Is it?
I think all your hair is the same hair, buddy.
No, it's not. It's not the same.
Yeah, there's different thicknesses depending on where it's growing out. No. But it's all the same.
It's different, like...
If I had pube hair.
Wait.
That would be... Like, for hair. Like, just on the top.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, why?
Like, just so curly.
Why?
Not that different.
Why are you imagining your pube hair?
They're different. No, I'm just saying.
Like,
your
just body, as my top hair.
Your head hair.
Like, if I had pube hair on top, that would be fucking...
Yeah, no, those aren't the same. They're different textures.
Is the episode over? I'm cutting this. This is Patreon exclusive.
When y'all see me next, I'm going to have some...
You're going to swap them?
Some wonderful hair.
You're going to glue a merkin on top of there?
Yeah, I'm going to save it up for the next couple weeks. Save it up into a bag. My wife's gonna go into the bathroom and just be like, what the fuck is this?
She's like,
what is this?
Why does your head smell like this?
She's gonna add to it.
Just add to
it. Have some blonde hair.
Maybe blonde.
You just have like a little string and then you just like tie it around your chin like this.
Got some highlights, you know. Don't worry about that, what it looks like lice. Don't worry about that.
Okay. All right. Good night.